You're listening to 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell says Mardi Gras crews there will be able to finally use their full parade routes this year after COVID and a big lack of law enforcement officers forced them to abbreviate their routes. Cantrell announced yesterday the city has secured enough law enforcement officers to have full Mardi Gras this year. Speaking of Mardi Gras, two parades in the Twin Cities, one on the 4th with the crew de Riviere and one on February 11th with the crew of Janus. It's National Passenger Safety Week. State police is urging Louisiana passengers to speak up for their safety when it's a dangerous driving situation. They say vehicle passengers make up 62% of traffic fatalities in the United States. Five young women have been killed in a head-on crash in Wyoming. They were Arkansas high school students and graduates, according to school officials. The five were headed home from visiting Jackson Hole Bible College in northwest Wyoming when they crashed Sunday on I-80 in southern Wyoming. The women killed were Somali Carrera, Magdalene Franco, Ava Lupo, Emma Prime, and Andrea Prime. The ages ranged from 18 to 23 years old. They died at the scene, according to the Wyoming Highway Patrol. Louisiana teachers received a $25,000 award for their outstanding education skill. It went to three winners. Whitney Thomas reports.
Prairieville teacher Elise Frederick was recognized for her innovative teaching skills.
I want my impact to last way longer than I'm on this earth.
Port Allen's Derricka Duncan was recognized for pushing her students to challenge themselves.
This is my path, and I promise you that I'm going to continue to be an educator and continue to make a change.
Lafayette Parish teacher Corey Campbell was recognized for her ability to create the best learning environment for her students.
I want to make a difference more than just education.